Hello, all. This is Blonde Hair Girl. I was really trying to figure out where to begin on this one. The diary of Blonde Haired Girl. Life and Adventures, right? Or soap opera. The life of a single. Oh, what is it? Oh, God. I had something happen yesterday evening. My oldest child, who I perceive to be an amazing, amazing, amazing young man, and also somewhat vulnerable. Something went down yesterday with family dynamics. When you are trying to co-parent children at any age, like, it never ends, I guess. Something just went down with his dad's side of the family that we do okay. Which I'm incredibly grateful for. I mean, it's okay. It's not ideal. It isn't the way I would want it to be. But this is what I tell people, is that the things that led to the separation are ever present throughout that. Unless somebody really does change. And my son's dad has not changed. In fact, I in some ways I feel like he is more so a way that I would not have wanted to live my life today than he was even back when I was with him. But anyway, something went down with him, and I was so angry. I mean, I was so angry. And I ended up sending him a text. And then I was just like, I can't talk about this tonight. I'm just too mad. I was too mad and I didn't want to say anything. And then the truth was that I knew that my efforts to have this person understand were wasted. He's never going to understand what I'm trying to say and the impact that he is having on his son's life. He doesn't have it in him. Or sometimes the way we're just set in our ways. We just are. It only gets worse in some ways the older we get. But anyway, I was just like, on top of it all, just completely brokenhearted. Just brokenhearted. And feeling completely alone, in particular with raising this particular child. And financially and otherwise, because he is completely my responsibility. Yes, he does receive some money, but from the government, but most of that money is spent on food, frankly. So my son calls me up yesterday evening, and he's so upset to the point where he's just distraught. And then I'm distraught, and I wasn't helping things because I was so angry. I was just so angry that it is put upon me also to protect him. And I made this choice, you know, in July of last year to move to where I wanted to move. So I did this big move and I can't say that I really have any regrets per se. It has cost me a whole crap ton of money. And I, you know, I'm having these visions, you know, my sister, I come to visit over the weekend. I am having these visions of just packing everything up and moving back. Even though I feel like I'm happier here than I am there. I really am. I am happier here than I was there. I'm happier in my job here than I had been in jobs there. I'm happier all around here than I am there. But I feel like I'm not sure this was the right decision for my son. You know, and then I consider the fact that I am not going to be alive forever. You know, and so this would be happening regardless, like if something were to happen to me. And I know that he will be okay. I know he is okay, and I know everything ultimately is fine. But here's the thing, I don't know if I'm happy. Like I can't tell. I've done podcasts about this recently. I've been talking about this. I just feel really in this really strange space. Like I have moments. I have moments. And I honestly don't even know exactly what we are supposed to do. I don't know what we are supposed to do because I say that because if we create our reality, as it is said, and the scientists are saying this, if we create our reality, then we can't stop creating our reality. We can't stop creating it if we create it. So we have no choice but to create it. But then we're also supposed to the way to stop suffering is to relinquish all desire, to relinquish all need, all. And in some ways, I can kind of see that. But these seem to be like this inconsistency that I can't figure this out. I don't understand it, but I know one thing, and that is that I have experienced things that were so extraordinary, and I really have had moments of the absolute pinnacle. And it's still, this life is so strange and unsettling. So strange and unsettling. Like, I don't even know. It's like, what the hell is this all about? And so I sit here and I know that God, universe, whatever is there, the source of love, the source of everything, is there and is listening to me and is aware of me. And I'm sitting there and I'm asking all these questions, like, what the actual hell? When you receive much, I'm going to say much, like most of everything that you've wanted, because I would say that that is the truth in my case. I wanted to live here and I'm here and I am enjoying it. And but there is this part of me that is still unsettled. And maybe we never do settle within ourselves. Maybe there never is a place where we are not bumping up against, I guess, the unwanted. There are times where I, because there was something that I really wanted that has not come into my physicality, and I have recently, I don't know how long it's been, I have just completely given up on it. Like, that is not going to happen for me. It's just, it's not going to happen for me. It's not. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I have to move on with my life. And so I've left myself open to other possibilities. And then for a while there was nobody coming. I'm leaving myself open for possibilities. And I mean, there was this one gentleman that I had met who I asked him if he was married, and he told me, yes, I am. And I made it, I guess, pretty clear that I wasn't going down that path. And then crickets. And so in the past, like, few days, I had met somebody, organically. It was a very strange thing that I met this person, and then we met up for dinner, he's a really nice guy to what I can see to this point. This is a really genuine, this is what I'm perceiving, and I'm not sure if it's true, but he's really genuine and smart and has a lot of characteristics about a person that I would like to say that I would enjoy in my life. And then there comes this, okay, should I wait for him to text, or is he going to text, or, and knowing myself, it's like, I really need a lot of consistency from a person in a relationship. I need a lot of consistency. I mean, I it's just what I like. I don't like, you know, this, I'm going to text you every 5 days kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe we'll hang out and then not hang out. Like, that's never going to work for me. Not that I feel like I have to be with somebody every second of every day. And that kind of scares me in a way. But I need a lot of consistency. And so, like, you know, and then as the day goes on, it's like, do I text him? Is he going to text me? You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, I hate that. I just hate that. I hate any dependency on that little thing there of, is he going to text me or not? I don't know. I just can't. And then comes like this other that I just lose interest. If there isn't enough, I don't know what it is. If there isn't enough passion, if there isn't enough, I don't know. And then it's like, okay, well, I've only known this guy. Like, what is my expectation? Hasn't even been a week since I knew this person existed in the world. Like, you know, and I I had this fleeting thought come in my mind, and I started to kind of see my tendencies, and I started to see that I just don't know, like this particular thing. It was like, I just know that I cannot depend on this for my happiness. Cannot depend on anyone else for my happiness. Anything else for my happiness. There is nothing outside of myself that I can actually depend on for my happiness. And I started to have these like thoughts, like, you know, like, or this, like, where would this particular person, like, even really like fit in my life? Like, at what point do I tell him, okay, well, you have met a person that you don't know who you've met. You have no idea who I am. And not even whether he would accept that or he wouldn't accept that. That's not even the point. It's just, I just don't even know, like, if I had this overwhelming feeling that I could just wreck this guy. That I had the potential to like wreck someone's life. Because I want to say that I'm safe, and I'm not. I'm not safe. I'm complicated. I'm really self-reliant. I say to myself, I want a guy who's going to take care of me. I've proven without a shadow of a doubt that I can take care of myself. There is no point in me having someone in my life if they are not going to enhance that. There's no point. So if somebody's not going to be supportive and somebody who wants to get pad thai for me, and when I sprain my ankle, there's no point. And so I have this overwhelming feeling that perhaps I'm just not relationship material. I mean, like, truly, years of being single, it was just the weirdest phenomena for me. I just, like, what the actual hell? Like, what is happening right now? And it could be argued he's just not the right one. It's like, I just think that's all just BS. The right one is whatever we create it to be, right? He is a one and a really nice one. So I got this like just weird thing going on, and I also, when this happened, I thought, okay, well, bring him on, bring more opportunities. And then it was really weird. I got this text from one of my friends, all these men she wants to set me up with. I'm laughing. And I had this feeling with that, like all these men that I'm not, probably not going to be interested in. And so I feel a little bit lost, and then I think, okay, well, what the hell else have I been feeling my entire life? It's like this conundrum. It's like this puzzle that never gets solved. It's just like this game that never ends. It's this drama that just keeps on going. There is no arrival at any destination. It's like we're just in the process of living, and that's it. And so I would say make it the best life, absolutely the best life possible. And in the moment, I was listening to Eckhart Tolle recently, a little reel on YouTube that I do. I listen to reels in the morning, inspirational things. And he was like, well, all we have is the ever-present now. And so I did. I started to practice that. Yesterday, I practiced it for a day. So happy for myself. Big accomplishment. Practice being in the now for a day, right? And that's a whole other phenomena that just like, you're just getting all this information coming, you know, from social media, from these people. It's like, I just want to ask, like, where did you learn that information? And like, is it true? And having to ask myself all the time, is something that somebody is saying to me actually true? Is it true? And like, where did you get your information? And is it true? Like, and I feel like the majority, nearly all of what is being said, it is something that is completely irrelevant and has actually, it isn't true. The sad part is that life is a lot more messy. Life is just messy. It's just chaos. It's just messy and chaotic and twist and turns, and it's unpredictable, and it's just as much as you learn something and then something else throws a curveball on you, and then you're just like, oh my God, just this new level of learning. And so often I just feel terrible. More so than I would want to, more so than I would ever want to admit. I just have these just feelings of, like yesterday I was with a client who was really upset. This client is really upset, really heated, not yelling, but talking very intensely. And was making this certain implications about that if something didn't change about a situation, that he would end up back in a place like where he was. And so I was trying to, and in front of other people, because this was not in privacy whatsoever, so all these ears were on me. And I started to talk to him about, okay, so what do we do to basically bolster him so that when he gets out, he doesn't go straight to this level of intensity of what he calls panic mode. And he was able to identify that panic mode is just his default. I mean, he just goes straight to it. Like, it's like 0 to 100. And I do have concerns about his state of mind when he leaves. And And I was saying, well, what if we gave you strategies, you know? And he's like, well, that's not going to help me. That's not going to help me. Telling me to breathe, it's not going to help me. These are his words, not mine. And he was like, you know, and he was just really adamant. He's like, I'm never going to be able to not have panic be the first thing I go to. Just this blanket statement. Just bam. Never. This is the way it's going to be. It's always going to be. And then it's going to be your all's fault. Because you're basically not doing what I want. Basically, that's what I was hearing. And so I gave him this example. I said, okay, let me give you an example. I said, you go and you learn how to play soccer. You practice soccer because I was suggesting that we do some visualization. We do some visualization exercises. Yeah, so what are you going to do? And I said, and you practice them in here so that when you get out of here, you are more prepared for the world. And so I said, you're a soccer player, and then you play a game, which isn't a typical thing. The game isn't the typical thing, but you are prepared for the soccer game. You're prepared for the tournament because you practice every day. And that seemed to resonate a little bit, but he's still. And I was sitting there and I'm questioning my skills. I'm questioning if I'm doing anything for these people. I mean, I get some of the paperwork done, but like, am I really doing anything to help these people? I'm feeling like I'm not heard, and feeling like I'm not understood, and I'm ineffective. I just having all of these feelings coming over me, you know, and then just kind of going into my office and different times and just wanting to cry. Like some of the expectations, like I feel like I haven't mastered them to the level that my supervisor would like me to have. And it seems like I've been doing it long enough time that I should be doing it correctly. And I handed something to her on Wednesday, and I thought it was like really well done. And then I got all of these corrections needed to be done. I mean, it took me at least an hour to fix all of the corrections she wanted. And I sat in and I just wanted to cry. I really did. I was like, and then I thought to myself the same thing that I'm telling this client. How do I make it so it's not a disaster when something isn't correct? What is this expectation that I'm going to be perfect? Because I'll never be perfect. I'm always going to make mistakes. Just letting go of the need to be perfect. And it just occurs to me that I have practiced and rehearsed being in a relationship. It was a relationship with a certain person. And I practiced, and I haven't had the opportunity to go to that game or that tournament. I haven't. And I have this almost phobia that what's going to happen is that even if I were in that relationship, I would be doing what I'm doing right now with this other guy. And I might be losing interest, or I might be, you know, if this person isn't consistent, okay, well, where is he? Is everything okay? The feelings of insecurity, losing myself. Because, like I said before, I have demonstrated that I can do this. And I'm not saying that this is always easy, being alone. Like, being around people who are in relationship, because a lot of people around me are in relationship. I'm one of the only ones that is not. One of the only ones that is perpetually single. And I would say that there is this part of me that doesn't want to be single, but then I look at my life and I'm single. So I have had the question, do I really want to be single? Because I'm single. Like, what are my actual intentions? And I hate to admit all of this stuff. I hate to admit all this stuff because I just came to recently this sense of forgiveness of myself that I would like to be in a relationship. That I have some sense of shame or disappointment that I'm not just rip-roaring happy all the time to be single. And so accepting myself exactly as I am all the time, and I just think that it is so bizarre that whatever it is that I get, that I think that I want, that I believe that thing would make me happy, in the end, it may be a temporary hit of something. It may bring moments of happiness. But it's not where it's at. It's not lasting. There is this mirage, this thing that I don't know how to stop desiring it yet. I'm going to learn. But it just is something that is within. Because I don't know, unless you're even a monk in the Himalayas has to bump up against life. Bump up against something else. I guess to experience even itself. And it just brings life to this magical and also just, God, I just don't even know the idea of friction. And so once again, I really have more questions than answered, but I went to bed just really brokenhearted. I mean, I feel like crying. I felt like crying. I haven't been crying. In some ways, maybe I'm just cried out. Sound like I want to cry a lot, don't I? The truth is that I'm just pretty brokenhearted. I'm brokenhearted that in some ways life is not rainbows and butterflies all the time. It's just not. And anyone who tries to tell us such is it's not true. And that enlightenment is not consistent bliss. And that it's kind of hard here on this planet. In this time line where there is immeasurable suffering. Certainly is quite beautiful, though. And I am incredibly grateful, especially for my kids and the people in my life who love me and I love and things and trees and moments where I can just stand in awe of just the amazement, and also for you, listening to this, listening to me, the diary of blonde-haired girl. I will be back with other ideas, and that's a wrap.